Greetings to the congregation and worship, those worship from home through live stream, through YouTube. And our lesson today is to come together to be near to God. And the key verse in Isaiah chapter 43 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. How? What we can come before the Lord to see him, to please him. And our worship, do you think to this center is pleasing to him or not? When my grandchildren, Ben and Grace, when they were young, and I had to babysit them one day, and I left them in the room so that they can do whatever there they want. Then I had to go out. And one day, as they were in the room, and I was working outside, and then I came into the room to see how they are doing. And I opened, and then Ben was watching the TV. It was 5 years old, and Grace was was jumping on the bed with the music. And she jumped on the bed. And when Grace saw me, and I said, Granddaddy, and he wanted to embrace me, so he jumped from the bed, and my bed was high, and he jumped and tried to embrace my neck, but that the gap between where she was and where I was kind of far, and so she did not realize that, and when she jumped onto me, and the knees was grabbing my knees, and was the anchor, and her hands could not hold on to it. And during that time, in that emotion, and I bent over to catch her so that her head would not hit the ground. And because of that of bending that all of a sudden, and all of that, my backbone was hurting. I could not do anything because it hurt so much. And she wanted to embrace me to express her love for me, but and instead of giving me the love, she was hurting me. When we come to worship the Lord, we want to please the Lord, and you think that the worship will be pleasing to God or will be a desperation for him. So think about to come near the Lord through these passages. To encourage each one of you here. There are three things that we will share together is searching, but not by chance. The second point is deny and not to follow. And the third point is to come near so as not to be far somewhere. Let's pray for guidance. We give thanks to the Lord because you have guided each one of our lives. You have taken heaven to seek us to pay the price by dying on the cross so that we can restore our position before you as children of God to as we confirm our faith in Christ. May you help that we live on this earth, we can express our faith in an appropriate with all that you have given us. Bless us so that we will not pleasing because of all the religious activity of our whatever we do here and anything in our life that can prevent us to know you more. May you have mercy. Let our worship to be a pleasing offering that you will happily to receive. May the Holy Spirit be among us. Teach your word to each my heart and everybody's heart here. We lift everything into your hand and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We think about the first thing is searching, but not by chance. And the key verse in verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. When you read this, is there something strange in here? Someone who has seen the Lord, why do we seek him? Someone who is near the Lord, why do we have to call on his name? Dear congregation, when Isaiah knew that to seek the Lord, why we have the opportunity for calm when he is near? Maybe it's very hard to see God. No. The word of God in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. That means the Lord desires for you and I to find and seek him. When Isaiah said, during while he is near, is it the Lord is far away? No, the Lord is never far away. But Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 23, I am only a God nearby and not a God far away. And Isaiah chapter 33, verse 13, the Lord said, you who are far away, hear what I have done. You who are near, acknowledge my power. Dear congregation, these verses show that the God is desiring all of them to be close to him, to find out about our Lord. When we are near him, we can find out his power. And apart from him, we can hear about his name. But with the Israelites, the Lord has chosen this people that belong to him. They saved him from the slavery of the Egypt for 430 years. And they rescued them, moved them toward the promised land that he promised to the ancestor. Well, it would take only a few months to reach the promised land, but they have to spend around the wilderness for 40 years. And 4 months, instead of 4 months, they can find it, and they've seen the miracles, each one. They receive manna from heaven each day. That's a miracle. Each day they have manna from the day they left until the day they enter into promise. That is, their heart will be callous, that God will let them to walk around in that wilderness for 40 years so that that generation will die. When the Lord brought into the promised land that he promised his ancestor, and then the Lord will fight off the enemies. And then they open their borders, the kingdom of Israel. And under that there are judges that represent God has chosen to oversee their activities. But God will give victory to them until they want to have a king, just like anybody, other nations all around the king. And that would continue to bless them with a king. In the time of David, in time of the King Desmond, the country of Israel is very famous all over the world. All the nations want to come to Israel to see about the richness of Solomon, to learn about the wisdom of Solomon that Solomon has received from God. But dear congregation, and during that time, 900 years, more than 900 years, there are many miracles that the Lord has done on the country of Israel. But the Israel people was apathy and continued to be far from God. And then finally, their country was destroyed, and they were into exile, into Babylon. We see that the Lord desires for his children to discover about him, to know about the power. But the unbelieving heart is what caused the worship to be limited. I'm proud to be born. Somebody can be 7 years, I had not the Lord. I was born in a Christian family, but wow, the fever, wow, we are here. He is here. That means that the opportunity for today, we see the Lord. That is, we are commanding the obeyed commandment because in each of our heart, that causes us to be far from the Lord. If there is opportunity, this is the opportunity so that we can seek the Lord. We know that. Are we seeking Lord? Or we are hesitation because there are many busyness of life, because there are many friends. They could not connect. If we live for the Lord, hesitation because we have many other business dealing that we have to leave behind some inheritance for our children, dear congregation. If we can come and worship so that we see someone here, none of us here that maybe we see Tony and who here. Nobody know that and Tim and Alicia here. We didn't know that. That's happening. Nobody know who will come to worship, right? Dear congregation, the meeting of the Lord, is it by chance to you? But the Lord said, seek the Lord. We say seeking, that means something has the purpose to seek the Lord. But to seek the Lord is something must be determined from the heart. The meeting may be a situation, but the seeking is something that there is a true purpose in it. So someone or near, it could be a chance that we near someone. But when we try to seek, to find someone, we call someone, that means we want to create a relationship. You and I, driving in the street, happens then. We see that the police car behind us, maybe the police car is behind us. Oh, it just a happenstance by chance. But if it was blinking, police car blinking, then and we say, oh, some worriedness is here. We're in the ambulance and finding and with all the sirens, that they were the ambulance that make us focus to pay attention, because this is a warning for us to get out of the way. We see where it come from. We have to drive toward the side to let them go by. All these ambulance without the sirens, nobody knew. But when the ambulance has a siren like that, that means each one of us must pay attention. Isaiah said, we have to seek the Lord. We come to the Lord with a purpose, not just if something happens by chance. If we seek the Lord, okay, we don't see it. No, it's not by chance. When we call on the Lord, that we want the Lord must be concerned about our life, be concerned about our soul right now. In John chapter 6, then when the Lord made a miracle to feed the 5,000, and after that, he dispersed the crowd. He told his disciple to go to the other shore, and that night they were in storm. And finally, the Lord calmed the storm so that they can reach the other shore. And then the crowd will follow through. By following along the lake. When they gave, then we saw the Lord said, when did you come here, Lord? Jesus said, you are looking for me, Jesus said, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaf of how you feel. They thought that I come to receive the word of God, but God can see in the heart. Jesus said, you come because you ate the loaves and had your fill. He said, the Israelites know that they wanted a king, that the king can resolve their needs. How to escape the reign of the Romans empire. They want to do something. God has made miracles. They want Jesus to be king to rescue them from underneath the Roman Empire. But that was not the purpose. They have some need about their body. But Jesus comes because of the need, spiritual need of the soul. They can see Jesus, the one can give them food, but they don't recognize that Jesus Christ come to give them life. They can see Jesus by his blood, but they did not recognize Christ is the Son of God, incarnate Son of God, because the following to hear the word of God is useless before the Lord. We see that in a woman who has been subject to bleeding for 12 years, has found many doctors but could not heal her. And one day she heard about Jesus coming by, and he has an idea in her head, saying, if I can come where Jesus is and we just touch the hem of his robe, I will be healed, she told herself. And that she was trying to struggle and come near and touch the her, and then she was healed by touching. And Jesus turned around, who has touched me? And that's what said, oh, there are so many ways here. Then you ask somebody touch you? But the scripture said, Jesus felt the power coming out of him. That means the touching of this sick lady is something because someone seeking the Lord. And the touching of the crown is different. It's only by chance that they touch the Lord Jesus. But except this lady, she was determined. And so you and I, when we come to seek the God, is it only a religious activity by habit? But in the heart of yours and mine, do we wish that we come here to experience the life of Christ in us? Or it's just a religious activity by the tradition? Do we not come here because the Lord is seeing in each one of our hearts, just like that crowd to come to say, when did you come here, Jesus? They only want to show that I'm here. I'm looking for you to listen to your word. But Jesus said, you find me because of your need. And in your life and mine, we can see his, is it in happenstance? Or that we come here to want to seek the Lord faith. And if we seek the Lord with a true purpose, we can see that we continue to in the attitude of yes or no, to come is okay, not to come is okay too. Well, the way we seek the Lord, tell us about our heart with the Lord. And so God is using his prophet, seek the Lord while you have a chance. When we have the opportunity, may the Lord give us the opportunity to seek him that year. Whoever seeks the Lord with all his heart will find him. So the Lord may help us not just to come because of some activities, but because we come with the Lord, because we feel that we have a spiritual need, a spiritual hunger, that we see that we come, we do not seek them, and our soul will die. Without we don't eat, we will die. You, if we don't drink, we will die of thirst. If we don't seek God, our soul will die. May we see what is the true need of our spirit. If it's the true spiritual need, may the Lord help us to come. Do not be out there. Afterward, we can talk. But sometimes we feel that we sometimes want to talk with friends over and over. Not enough time. May the Lord see in your heart and mind to give us that we need the Lord, a spiritual being, to come and seek the Lord. Seek, you will find. Are we seeking the Lord? Or just come here as a religious activity? The second point is that to deny and not to follow. The Lord said, the scripture said, let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. When the scripture say the way, that is something that's in our minds and our plan. That is something, the scheme that we hear. But the Lord is someone to see the plan in the heart. Lord can see, read the thoughts of someone before it says said through their words. So to deny the way of the wicked, to deny the plan of the wicked. And this is only in the mind, but the Lord can see our mind, can see our thought. You and I can only see when they something wrong, when it's in action for the words. If not, we could not see anything of other person. But the Lord we worship is different. He can see inside our heart, in our thoughts, so that when we are wrong, even in our heart, the Lord already see it. And the Holy Spirit will condemn us for these evil thoughts. Someone who are wicked is the enemy of God. When you and I will have the wicked scheme, it the wrong, unrighteous thoughts in us, and we will become the enemy of God when we have these wicked. But praise be to God. God did not condemn us. God did not correct us. God gave us, wow, we have the opportunity. When we have the chance, what do we? To deny these wicked thoughts, the wicked scheme in the heart, to deny the unrighteousness in our thoughts. When you and I to deny, we can deny, that requires that our lives to pay a price. We only pay the price to deny when we feel that these thoughts in heart is wicked. The way we think in our head is unrighteous and is not pleasing to God. If we could not see that, we would not deny that. And so your life and mine need to become near to God. We'll see what is wicked in our heart. We'll see what is unrighteous in us so that we can deny. And when you and I have to deny what we have burned is very hurtful because it's part of our life. When someone have cancer, for example, maybe they may not want to be going chemotherapy with to all kinds of medicine, because when they try to undergo those treatments, it's very hurtful. It causes body to be tired. But why did they want to come and be treated under this? That's because they want to the cancer to be gone from their body. When somebody to be so they have some injuries, and it has some dark spot in his skin. And the doctor may amputate certain part of the body because of the deterioration. And so it is very painful. If not, this kind of sickness could go up to the body and destroy the body. And we need to be now. It's very hard that, to make that operation. And then if not, that injury, that sickness can, when the virus enter any part of the body, they hope that they can be healed. And finally, they have to amputate their whole leg just because of a virus. And when we call, while we have the opportunity, while we have this chance, come near to the Lord, because the Lord would not want us to have to die in our sin. God wants us here when there is reason that can destroy our life. We'll come to the Lord. Come near to God. When we come near to God, they can feel that God is our priority. And when we feel that priority in our life, then we easily to deny what the desire that we could not have God as our top priority. The importance of our life, well, it doesn't matter what the reason is. It is only secondary to knowing God, to come close to God. 2 weeks away, and when I woke up Sunday, and then the hot water had to, it was broken, and all the water came out, the water heater, it broke. And that is something I need to do right away. But the congregation, do I need to do it right on that Sunday morning? Because this is something that I need to do. But because of this service, I have to fix this water hanging. And the congregation, can I delay it after the service? Yes. I can delay it after the service on the Sunday morning. Anytime is fine. So the necessary is to shut down the water. That's good. Dear congregation, when our life has desire for God and we can deny anything that important, it becomes only secondary to prayer. When we were in Vietnam, the people of the people there, they came. There were people living in the mountain, and they start to walk beginning Saturday so that they can reach the church. To church on Sunday took them 10 hours. Where do they sleep? They sleep outside the church, so that in the morning they can come in the sanctuary and worship. And the minority portion in Vietnam, they were walking many hours. How could they do? Because the need of worship is in their heart. And because of their priority, they can deny their hunger. They could offer to walk beginning Saturday because of priority. They can sleep outside the church. Then they consider all of those are secondary, because worshiping the Lord is the highest priority in the life of those minority people. When we deny that Christ has given to us to deny ourselves. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 24, whoever want to follow me, he must deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. And that is a choice. Before the believer, this is the demand of Christ. If we could not carry the cross, if we did not, Jesus would not accept us. So in our life, have to think this way. There is something in our life that we are so concerned with more than the worship of the Lord. And somebody said, oh, Muslim, I could not win. We could stay home. Because of the citizenship study, or to get a driver license. I'm busy studying, but I have exam coming, and I think it's from 10 to 12. It's only 2 hours of worship here. And when you come, how long does it take? Is it 2 hours, 3 hours? No. It's only maybe 30 minutes to drive. That means that if we come, worship in 2 hours, and return, how much time we lost? 3 hours. We are, do not want to spend 3 hours with the Lord. Would that make your house better? But sometimes we treat it that way. We do not dare to deny the things that are secondary in our life. If we do not deny ourselves, the Lord will not accept. Because God wants to save, and He denied Himself. He denied heaven to come become. Is it something that the Lord is? Because God has forsaken heaven to become human like us. We may not dare to deny ourselves to come and worship the Lord. In your life and mine, to deny doesn't mean we're not concerned, but this concern is lower priority behind Jesus. Jesus is above all. He is the top priority now. So that when we think there's any reason that our worship is secondary, is there any reason that the service attitude could be on this lower priority than other things? Dear congregation, when someone put top priority as yoga, he is ready to deny himself to follow Christ. The light, Christ is the light. When we bring close to the light, the closer the light, and we can see the dirtiness of the object near the light. So when we seek the Lord to come near the Lord, will bring us here that, oh God, what our thought is wicked. The way we act is unrighteous before the Lord. And we need to deny these things. We need to set them out of our mind. So may the Lord give us the power to deny all these secondary. And we read each week the Lord's Prayer. Please deliver us from evil. Do you know what that evil means in the Lord's Prayer? Or is it some meaningless? I'm not wicked. You are so charming, so gentle. But the Lord said, the definition of evil, what is it? The good and evil in the Bible, it doesn't mean that somebody is unreligious, actually versus religious. But the evil means something good is according to God's will or not according to God's will. That is goodness. The Lord recounts it, that one to give 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent, 2 talents. The one who friend, he went and make 5 talents, and the master commanded him, you have, please come and enjoy my goodness. The 2 persons with 2 talents can also bring two more talents. You have pleased me. Come and enjoy the goodness of joy. The 1 person with 1 talent, what did he do? He hid it away. Did he lose it? And the master, here, this is your talent. I return to you. And so, no loss here, but the master said, oh, the wicked servant, what is it? He was thrown into the place of his servant did not lose money, but this servant did not please the Lord because this is a lazy and wicked servant, because the master know about what this person The Master knew each one of us are given a particular resource to bring to the Lord, and you and I, if we do not do the will of God, and that is called witness, we are called wicked servants. May the Lord, to know the Lord's Prayer, please deliver us from evil. We understand what evil means. And the third point that we share, to come near so as not to be separated. Let them turn to the Lord and He will have mercy, and to our God, for He will freely pardon. To return, that means a decision who has gone astray, gone far away. To come is a decision who know that they are far from the Lord. Though someone is with the Lord and then walk away or far away from the Lord. And this is a dangerous situation that we find. You and I can come to the Lord when we see that there is a gap between us and the Lord. And that gap could be our job. That gap could be our friends. That gap, that distance, maybe our sickness that causes us not to come near to God. And what? God is no longer a priority in our heart. That's a gap that caused us not to come near to God. And your condition, one of those things, that the gap between you and I with God, because when in our heart there is some trouble in our life, some burden, some struggle, some challenge, the devil can give those struggles to us, and that has become the reason that we are separated from God. Well, I'm a believer, but why are bad things happen to me? That I could not find a good job. I believe in God, but I become getting into an accident. And all those reasons, those burdens, all those trouble, and we blame God for that. The Lord said, come near to God. Return to the Lord. Why did God call on us? Because when we return, we come near to God, will be to be comforted with all our hurtful feelings. There's a lady named Tony. It was in the summer of 1967. This girl named Tony was riding horses near Chesapeake Bay in some estuary in Maryland, Virginia. She decided to go for a swim and jump and dove, and then she dove into that shallow water, and there was hidden rock, and breaking her neck on the submerged rock because the water shallow. And at first, Joni had a hard time reconciling her accident with the idea of loving God. And so she was paralyzed. She was very bitter. Why? Why did God let this happen to me? Joni said. Someone who told her, you are paralyzed. But Jesus also paralyzed on the cross. Which Jesus parallels him. The other one said, Jesus was paralyzed on the cross. When God nailed Jesus on the cross, Jesus could not do anything. He could only answer and accept the way of the cross. And Joni feel the words touch her. And she understood what happened to her in 1966. That diving accident left Joni Asuntara a quadriplegic in a wheelchair. But today, there are many changes in her life. She could not move her hands, but She can move with her neck from head on. And she used her mouth to draw pictures. And all these pictures that she draw became very famous because she said she could use her mouth to draw with famous drawings. She has been keeping the television program. She wrote different 17 books to recommend those who are struggling in life. Just she has experienced the quadriplegic, and the whole world knew about Joni. And she become a friend of many who struggle like herself. And one time, one day, told her, a mentor is so, he also got an accident. He put a question, why? Why did God let this accident happen to me? And Jody said, has shared her experience, how she met the Lord in her accident. If God to explain why God let me in this situation, then I think that that is something that God, and so he's pouring the truth into my mind that I could not hold it. We could not understand how the love of God can overcome how hurtful in the man. The life of Joni has become, that has an impact on many. She became someone has value for God. From the time God has created to come near to God, the worldview has changed. She did not feel that she is a disabled person. And so that's the end. But with Joni, and everything is the beginning. She became a famous artist. She became to write the books, to lecture, famous lecturer. And if it didn't happen, if this kind of accident, maybe Joni is just like everybody else. But because the Lord let this happen, that Joni has become very famous. You can look for her in many websites. In her, she used her experience to show what the Lord has done in her life. And so when the Lord will accept us, when we come near, not because I'm doing good, we are worthy of that love, but because of his love for us, because of his mercy, we can come. Because of his forgiveness, we can come near. So the Lord can see the gap where we are separated from him. That when we are separated, and that that person cannot bring joy to the family, to the relatives, cannot bring joy to the friends. And when we come near to God, when during the struggle, we can see the love of God, the mercy of God, that will be glorified in our life through our struggling. Just like Joni's life that we have learned, that the Lord can see this forgiveness, his love, his mercy, to close the gap between us and the Lord. That we will be worthy of his love for us. Seek the Lord while he is near. Call on him. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. This is something we need to do. May we be able to do these things. Let's all stay. Let's read again our key verse. Thinking of what you have been reminded by the Holy Spirit, that we can see the gap, that we can return and be close to him. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. We give thanks to the Lord. Because nobody understands us more like Christ. Nobody knows us but Christ. And even we do not understand ourselves, especially when we are facing the temptation that the devil is bringing in. Maybe our job, maybe our friends, maybe through the busyness of life that we could not, we don't have time for you. But maybe God is waiting and patient. Many times we are facing many struggles, many troubles because of economic conditions or any other kind of struggle, that there are some brokenness in the family. But these times we have some conflicts with our friends, and all of those make us despair, lose hope. May the Lord allow us to remember those things, to remember you, Lord, that we need to seek you when we have a chance. We come near while you are near. May we see that we come to the Lord, we can seek you, and this is a way we can see that in us have wickedness, or any unrighteousness. And may the Lord, when we come near you, we'll resolve all kinds of issues in our life. And we pray that for our life to become a joyful and bring this joy to share with others, to our family members, to our relatives, to our friends. May your life, the life of Christ, will be impacting our life when we come near to you, so that we can see you. We are thankful. Please save us out of religious activities that we do not see you when we come. Save us from just seeing our friends and not worshiping you in proper way. Only Jesus Christ can change our heart, change our life, change our mind. May we seek and find you, because you desire for us to come near. And you promise that if you seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart, may we understand your word so that we respect the opportunity to be close to you, to call on you. May you help us that you are the top priority in our life. And if we lose you, Lord, we will lose everything. We are thankful for your reminding us through your word. May your word remain in our heart, guiding us each day. We're thankful, Lord. We lift everyone into your hand, that you will guide each of our lives. We are thankful, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.